couple. But he's Holy Spirit. We honor you. Come and manifest your presence. We open up our hearts to you. And we honor you. We bless you. We need you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. many times do we do something just because of the routine that we do or the order that we do something? Do we do that with costly offering to the Lord also? Think about if you get up in the morning and you have a routine where maybe you have your devotion and you approach it like a routine, as if you're going to read the Lord a devotion. Love is interactive. And you don't love so that you get something back. You know what I mean? Love is unconditional. So I want to encourage you, not just in this moment of the routine of the service, but I mean, what a prime time towards the end of a year, moving into a new year. Are you willing to move into a new or move out of a routine? Evaluate, ponder costly offering you're bringing to the Lord. Whether it's your heart or whether it's your finances. They probably shouldn't be connected, but they are. That's why the Lord said don't love money. Prosper. But don't let that be your driving force. So, as we take, or give, however you want to look at it, you can give online, akbridgeofhope.com. There's boxes in the back, or you can make a check out to Bridge of Hope. But I want to encourage you to allow the Lord to mix up your routine. And part of that is just the being aware of, oh my gosh, I do this just because I've always done this. Watch what the Lord will do in your finances. Watch what the Lord will do in your life, in your heart, in your relationships. Watch what happens when you give Him the most costly thing you could ever offer. It costs you nothing except a change in your routine. Can we stand and continue to worship? The basket's up here during the rest of the next song.
So as you bring your offering this morning, we were singing about the costly anointing here. The oil. A lot of people believe the oil is the word or the Torah. Some people believe that. Some people believe that it's the anointing. But how do we get oil? Crushing. Oil is from crushing. Sometimes, and you know, we don't like that word, crushing. But the Lord was reminding me about that this morning. Sometimes we have to crush being offended. Sometimes we have to crush having it my way. Sometimes we have to crush out fear that keeps us from moving forward. The virgins had, half of them had oil. Why? They were willing to be crushed. They were willing to crush out those things that were keeping them separate from the Lord or hindering them from moving forward and advancing. So as you bring your offering this morning, let God speak to you about those areas in your life that need to be crushed and give Him the costly oil.
Songs the Lord's been speaking to me about Him being a redeemer. And these next couple of songs are kind of just like a full picture view of everything He did, from coming down and humbling Himself to be a servant and to be born, to be on the cross, suffering, that crushing, and then to raising to life again so that we can as well. And I think of in the Old Testament with the kinsman redeemer and how it would be a family member who would come and somebody had just died. So there is so much, I mean, loss, right? Everything is lost completely. And I put myself in that position of everything being lost and then somebody coming and saying, I'll purchase all of it. Come into my home. I will take care of you. I will give you back the inheritance by purchasing all of the land and everything. And I just get this overwhelming gratefulness. I can't help but think, like, what were these people like, you know? Like, I'm sure there's some of them who, like, danced around or who, like, yelled out or, you know, in the heart of it, though, I think when you move into something like that, you are willing to serve that person because they've done so much for you. And how much greater and how much more did Jesus do for us? And so coming into that like picture of what He's done and allowing ourselves to be put in a place of pressing, because anything we can give, it doesn't even compare to what He's given us. And so being willing and being able to do that and to allow ourselves to be in that position. So I do want to sort of stand. Are we standing? All right. And we're just going to sing a couple more songs.
Thank you. So we are going to do a baptism. Yes? I'll have to tell you about it later. Sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm just trying to listen. So good to see your face, Yoders. So good to see you. So glad you're back. All right, I'm just going to move. I have a lot to say, and I'm going to wait. So, are you guys ready to come down? All right, I'm going to have the family come down, and I also, so it's Matthew Santiago Jr. that's getting baptized. Yeah. I don't want them to feel awkward, so I need everybody to get up. Whoever wants to come down here can come down here. We are a family, yes. Nobody push Scarlett in, because we'll have to hold her down. Am I okay to walk? Okay. Pardon? Okay. So I would have given you a little more notice and seen if anyone else wanted to get baptized, but I felt like the Lord wanted to really focus on Maddie right now. And so so if there is anyone who wants to get baptized, you can let me know, and we can set up another time for another time for you to do that as well. So I'm going to pray, and if anybody feels like you have a word to share with Maddie, I would like for you to do that, and we'll just share a couple of words, and then I've actually asked his dad if he wanted to baptize him, which I think is amazing, so Matt's going to baptize him. So, yeah. So, Father, we thank you for this amazing young man. We thank you, Lord, for this step of obedience that he's taking today. And Lord, we pray that as he comes out of the waters of baptism today, he comes up as a new man, ready to do whatever you ask him to do, go wherever you ask him to go, say whatever you ask him to say. Lord, I pray that you would lead him all the days of his life, Lord, and he would accomplish all that you've designed for him to accomplish in this earth. We thank you for him. We thank you for your word, Lord. We ask that you would just speak to us about what you see in this young man, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody have anything that you'd like to share or pray over him?
So I saw your arms were like full of crowns, like if you were to slide them on and you're carrying them around, and I'm like, God, why does he have all these crowns on his arms? And he's like, you know, you're a king's kid. You're crowned in the kingdom because you're God's son, right? So you're one of his kids. And he told me that the reason you're carrying all these crowns is because he's going to give you the words to say to other people. I saw you traveling, like, long ways. And God is giving you things to say to people. And you were getting to hand them crowns, which is awesome, because that means people are going to come to know Jesus, as their Savior, and they're going to become the King's kids too. So your arms are packed with these, and I love it. It's like a mission.
So, Maddie, it's been a joy having you in Children's Church, and I see the wisdom of the Lord through you. And when I asked the Lord what I could share with you, the one thing that I saw was a lion that was crouched down in the reeds where you could barely see him. And it reminds me of how you sit and you're very keenly aware of what's going on around you, and you're paying attention to things that are shared with you. It's almost like you're trying to just take all that information in, that there's a sweet wisdom about you that you're going to share with others. And as that lion who is sitting there in the reeds watching, I see you growing into a full maturity with a mane just flowing, and that you are going to do a mighty work. And those crowns that Becca was talking about, you're already crowned with one.
So good. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Okay. Well, here's what I want to encourage you to do. If the Lord gives you a word for him or for his family, would you either record it or write it down and give it to the family so that they can have it? So, okay? Perfect. So I'm going to have your dad come up now and hold you down till bubbles stop. Not really.
I baptize you, Son, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Love it. All right, you guys can make your way back to your seats. Okay, just to set the story straight, I've had people ask what happened to my hand. Sage pulled a knife last night. This is what happens when I get to have the microphone. No, I just ripped it open on a locker. Nothing as fun as a knife fight. But I did notice, like, what is the deal here with, yeah, or even just the thumb and the hand, and yours was left too?
No, I'm original.
Yeah, but Jody's was left. Oh. Okay, so we're going to dismiss the kids. We have some announcements, but at least one of them is not the most kidliest, friendliest. Lord, we just pray blessing over these kids. We pray blessing over the teachers. Father, I pray that you fill them, grow them, change their hearts, change their minds, fill them with power, fire, anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So I'm not sure. I know of one. I didn't see. I'm looking for Marita. I'm like, I don't know where Marita went.
Good morning. What an exciting day. We are so excited to have the Yoder family back. Woo! They have an amazing testimony, so connect with them. We have the opportunity after the service today. It's kind of a combination. So we're welcoming home the Yoder family. But then also we have two families, the Harness family over here and Miller's. Miller's over there too. They are both getting sent off. Miller's temporarily. Harness is maybe temporarily. We see what God does. So we are having a meal in the gym following the service. Great opportunity to fellowship with these families and one another. We welcome you to stay. Also, I just want to invite you, we are having a Christmas Eve service, and there's some special things brewing. I don't know if I should tell them. So just be here at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. It's going to be probably different than what you've been to before, but it's going to be the Lord, and it's going to be good. So Matt has an announcement, and then we'll end with Becca's announcement about something that's going on after the meal today. He does.
That was on my mind. We're going to start opening up the gym on Friday, one Friday every month for adult activity, nights, recreation, anything, and it's basically you can sophomore in high school and up, come on out. We're looking at things like volleyball, dodgeball, pickleball, croquet, whatever. I'm a firm believer that if athletics are done correctly, particularly competitive athletics, Gary Chapman probably stopped short in his love languages book. If you've ever played normal athletics in a competitive spot, all those things are added into the athletic spotlight. Golf is, well, you add language into that one. So I'm a firm believer that all five of those love languages are happening at every time, in any sense, plus a couple others. I found my love language is actually causing pain, you know, dodgeball, volleyball. So, you know, if you have other love languages that you want to explore, come on out on Fridays once a month. We're going to do our first one on the 3rd, okay? Probably do volleyball. And last but not least, Becca. I will announce every time. Sorry. Sam. You're making this awkward. I will announce 2 weeks prior on Facebook on the Bridge of Hope. Bridge of Hope Facebook. So if you don't know how to use Facebook, contact your nearest 3-year-old. They'll help you.
Matt has the awkward covered. Okay, guys. Can we go ahead and roll the video?
I remember
we've been doing a Bible study at my house for teenagers for the since September, and this is our last one today. And we're going to be showing this movie here. It is real footage, so you really have to use your own discretion about what ages you want to allow to see it today. But I just want to encourage you, this is like the real Jesus Freaks right here. This is like the stopping and the going for the one. And there's something about stirring our young people's hearts to just be extreme for Jesus. And there isn't anyone in here that can't see this movie and be inspired about the hope that we can bring with Jesus Christ. So I just want to invite everybody here to this movie. We're gonna come watch it after the Share Dish today. Again, if you do have kids coming or teenagers, we do need to have parental permission. So.
Can we all stand up and greet one another?